introduce Texas interim defensive coordinator Craig Nieber. Coach, I'd like you to introduce your players, and if you could open with a statement about how the bowl preparations are going.
Outstanding. Down the end, from this end coming down, there's Caden Stearns, Malcolm Roach, Joseph Asai, Brandon Jones, and Keandre Coburn. Just had practice this morning, a really good round of work. Had some good work done in Austin before we came down and putting the finishing touches on the game plan. Guys run around, excited about what we're doing this morning, and excited for the activities these guys get to do in part of the bowl game and earning this reward for their season.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open up for questions. We have two mic holders. Please raise your question, name and affiliation, and the direction of what player or coach you want to ask. Front right.
Dennis Delapena from Fox 7 in Austin. Coach, how invigorating, how different, how seamless has it all been for you to take over the interim D coordinator spot this month?
Todd did such a great job of setting up our system and what we do and how we go about doing things. So it's just following up with the things he's laid before us. These guys have done a tremendous job of responding to that situation. It's not an easy one, not a fun one. You lose a family member, and we all understand that we were a part of that. It wasn't just Todd Orlando. We had a gigantic hand in everything, and you can build a million excuses and reasons why. We've got to accept that what is what it is, and respond the right way and go forward from that. So the staff that's with us now and these guys have made it really easy.
Taylor Estes, Horns 24/7. Coach Nieber, what has been your message to the defense in light of the coaching changes and possibly future changes, and how has that impacted your bowl preparations?
Good question, Taylor. As I just mentioned, the night that everything happened, we had a defensive team meeting, and as I just said, you lose family members. Other coaches on this staff were loved by the players, and it's tough. And like I said, you take ownership and why it happened and move from there. And then the biggest part of kind of the message is we as coaches are now faced with a ton of adversity as far as, you know, what are the future changes, what happens. And we'd be complete fakes and phonies to sit there in front of these young men and lecture them on being mentally tough, responding to situations, fighting through things like this, and just kind of mailing it in and not having a great demeanor in how you go about doing things. So I think that's really, really important as far as that goes. The message has been exactly what Coach Orlando would have said. Let's bust our tail. Let's work hard. We got a tremendous opportunity. You got a chance to send some seniors out with a bowl win, with three straight wins in bowl games. And I think that's important. And the other thing that I shared with the group that sometimes they fail to realize is, yes, we did meet expectations. Yes, we had problems. We weren't as good as we wanted to be, and we didn't hold the standard we needed to. But in the last four bowl games, I believe the number is we held opponents' scoring offenses to an average of 11 points under their scoring average. Three of those four teams are bowl teams, and that has a pretty good offense. So once Coach Orlando was able to get some pieces back, although not completely healthy, but some pieces back, we were making strides, and we've got to continue to do that. The young guys, the guys that gained experience this year, need to continue to build and work on these bowl practices and attack it the right way. And like I said, at the end of the day, we as leaders, we as people that sat in these young men's living rooms or know their families very well, would be a disservice and be phonies to not bust our tail and do everything we can to send these guys out the right way, regardless of our situation. That doesn't matter. Winning a football game on New Year's Eve is what matters.
Front left.
For Keandre and for Joseph, a lot of these bowl games come down to who really wants to be here and is motivated to play. Why is Texas motivated to play? Why is this important?
I mean, it's just another opportunity to play football. Playing in December is very huge for players in college period and even high school. So just to have opportunity to play again is really huge for us.
We're always motivated to play. Any chance to go out there and showcase your skills and have fun with the people you work so hard with is a blessing, I think. And the other teams, there are a lot of other teams out there that their season ended early. So very appreciated to be here, and we're ready to get to work.
Thank you, Keandre. And then Brandon on those quotes. We have up front, Brian.
Yeah, Brian Davis, the Austin American Statesman. Craig, you know, you got a couple guys up here that are definitely coming back next year. What would you tell, you know, Keandre or Caden or Joe or anybody that came to you? Because in some cases, this is their first reality of how this is a business. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them going forward?
Well, I think it's accountability and ownership. We as coaches have the biggest brunt of that accountability and ownership of what happened. There are very high standards of what we do, and it's life lessons. When you don't meet certain standards, there are results, there are consequences, there's positive and negative consequences. Holding the trophy up in the Sugar Bowl last year was a positive result. Not playing in the conference championship game and reaching some of the goals we wanted to is a consequence. It's part of that. It's part of life. One thing that I think that's important in all of this, not just winning and losing football games, but learning life lessons. You're going to face adversity. Sometimes it's created by yourself. Sometimes it's not. But you've got to learn how to respond. And how you respond is 1,000 times more important than actually what happened to you.
Front.
Joe Cook, Inside Texas. Brandon and Malcolm, y'all committed to the previous coach, played y'all's freshman seasons, and then this current staff came in. What were some of the first things that this current staff said to you in order to engage with y'all and get y'all rowing the boat for them? And now that this is y'all's last game for this staff, what are your thoughts looking back on that process when they came in?
I think the biggest thing that we took from the coaching staff, obviously, they didn't recruit all of us, you know, and just how the situation was. I think we handled it the right way. I think the biggest thing that they brought to us, which kind of opened our eyes, was how close-knit, and when you're a close-knit team and when you really trust the process and just being a part of that whole culture shift really opened our eyes. I know personally just being around the type of guys that have came in with me and the guys that came behind me, just how important that relationships are and just being real all the times. Stuff doesn't always go your way, obviously, and sometimes you're not put in the situation that you want to be put in, but these coaches really strive to make us, have taught us a lot of stuff in football that also goes with stuff in the real world, and I think it's made me and a lot of the other guys better men at the end of the day.
Thank you, Brandon.
You could restate the question, please.
Hold on, get the mic, please. Can you get my mic? And direct it to whom you want. Brian, can you give him the mic? That's what happens when you don't direct it to one player at a time.
Speak up, Joe.
Malcolm, when the current staff didn't recruit you, you had to basically, when they got here, they kind of had to re-engage y'all. What was that process like? And then looking back on it, what are your reflection on playing for this staff, even though they didn't recruit you?
You know, everything wasn't smooth sailing from the beginning. But, you know, just like my parents always tell me, everything happened for a reason. So, you know, one day, you know, you just got to look at yourself and say, you know, nothing's going to happen. You know, the old staff's not coming back. And you got to work with what you have. And before you know it, you just be around each other so long, you start, you know, having love for one another. And things just start clicking. And, you know, we just realized that we just had to work, and we worked hard, and this staff pushed us more than I've ever been pushed in my life. And just like Brandon said, they just didn't prepare us for football, they prepared us for life. With, you know, just things we did within practice and things we did within being accountable, being on time for things like that. So that was basically the biggest thing, you know, time. Time was a big factor in that. You know, you just can't adjust overnight. But we learned that things weren't going to change, and we had to fall in love with it, and that's what we did. We gave this staff our heart. We opened up to them. We had a lot of good results from that. And, you know, like I say, everything happened for a reason, so I can't complain at all.
Back middle.
Chris Tavares with KXAN News. Craig, this is for you. Two questions for you. First one, you mentioned the last four games of the regular season once you guys started getting some guys back. A lot of those guys were in the secondary where you're coaching. What were the strides that you saw made? How important was it to get those bodies back, and how important was the health of this defense to having success? And then also, you're a Taylor guy. You talked about growing up going to Texas baseball games and being a UT fan. I know this isn't the way you wanted to be in this position, but what does it mean to you personally to be in such an elevated role as defensive coordinator of the University of Texas, a school that you grew up loving?
Sure. I'll answer your second question first, or second statement there is, I'm blessed every day I get to wake up and represent this state and this university. So, things don't always go the way you want them to, but there's also been a lot of positives in our tenure here and things like that. So excited about that. Excited to be with these guys this morning and all that good stuff like that. So, that's a positive. Going back to the injury part of it, you know, we can give a million different excuses of what and why things happen this year. When you take the final look at what led to everything, Coach Orlando had a really tough task every week of going through the injury report and who's playing this week, who's healthy, who's not, who can do this, who can do that. So the inconsistencies were, you know, one guy's not playing maybe a specific position continuously, so you can build upon prior game plans and do those things, and it creates a challenge. But it's something we respond to and do the best we can with that. But it's been fun to get those guys back, guys that are leaders back there, guys can get guys lined up, and allowed Coach Orlando and ourselves to do more things versus sometimes with a little bit less experience, try not to ask too much of a guy that was not yet ready to do that. That's through experience. That's through confidence. That's through from getting on the field and playing. And that's the only other way you're going to gain experience is doing that.
Question front.
Nick Moyle, San Antonio Express News. Brandon, just kind of curious what you were thinking during that initial team meeting when you guys learned that Coach Orlando had been let go. You know, what were your kind of your thoughts and feelings? And did that make it sort of initially difficult for you to really focus in on this game with kind of everything that was spinning around the program?
It was definitely tough. I know some of the older guys, I think, knew how to handle it a lot better just because we've been in that situation before, obviously. But we have total faith in Coach Niver, and we knew that if anything, with Coach Orlando not being here, he would want us to finish the way he knew how he wanted us to finish. And I think we handled it a lot better than I initially thought, and we really just came together as a defense. And like I said, we have full faith in Coach Niver that he's going to be able to get us in the right place at the right time, execute it at 100%, and do whatever we can to win. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think with Coach Orlando getting fired, it just kind of gives us some fuel and motivation and have a bigger reason to why this game is so important to us.
Kirk, front row.
Yeah, Kirk Bowles from the Austin American. Malcolm. A lot was made of Georgia not wanting to be there last year in the Sugar Bowl when y'all handled them so well. Utah's in a very familiar situation. They were left out of the playoff when they lost their last game. What do you think their motivation will be, and do you think you guys will be more motivated than them?
I can't answer that on what their motivation will be. I'm not in that locker room, so you have to ask those guys. But I know we're going to be motivated. We always are. Like Keandre and Joe said, it's another opportunity to play. You know, it's me and Brandon last opportunity to play with these guys. We work our tails off together, so we're going to have the same motivation we always have, playing for each other. And that's the biggest thing that's going to drive us.
And you never considered not playing in the bowl?
Nah.
Front.
Todd Moore Richardson from Orange Buds. Coach, my question for you is, when Coach Herman told you about the changes that were going to happen and he told you he's going to be the interim, what was that? What can you say about what that conversation was like? And the second question is, are you trying to carry on Todd Orlando's defense, or are you trying to do different things and add maybe a little bit of your own spin to it?
Sure. The initial response was anger and disgust in myself for things that I could have done better to help Coach Orlando and still be here. He's one of the premier defensive coordinators in the country, and that hasn't changed just because he didn't have this job. I consider him a very, very close friend, but he's a damn good ball coach. And he has a great system in place, and we would be foolish as ever to try to reinvent the wheel and try to create something different than what we're doing. As every game plan has, you do specific things for that opponent, but we have a system in place. It's a great system, and we're going to execute it to the best of our ability.
Chip had a question front left. And Brian. Do you want Chip?
For Coach Niver, what stands out about Utah? What, you know, offensively, what, you know, their biggest strengths?
Yeah, any Utah team you've ever seen play, they're a physical, tough, oriented team. They do a tremendous job coaching their kids to be tough, and they get the right type of guys that do that. They're equally as good at running and throwing the ball. If you want to load the box up, the quarterback can do good things with it. If you want to just sit back there and try to keep people over the roof, they'll run the ball down your throat. They've got a lot of experience on offense at the skill positions especially, and they have bred upon the success they've had this year. So they present a task in a two-headed offense that's not just one-dimensional in what they do. Right there.
Kalen Jones, The Athletic. This is for Joe. I know that you have expressed a lot of admiration for Todd Orlando. Mm-hmm. So for you, how difficult was, you know, learning the news?
It was tough, especially because I haven't been through anything like this. You know, but like Niver said, it's hard when you lose a family member, and we had our differences, but it was all love at the end of the day. But we got to move on, and we have a great system in place. And Coach Niver, we trust him, and he's family too, so we got to be able to do what we can to win this game.
Jeff Howe, Horns 24/7 for Caden and for Craig. Caden, I know you talked throughout the offseason about the frustration of dealing with the ankle injury and the surgery and then coming back from that. What was it like dealing with the knee injury? How much are you looking forward to getting on the field for this game and you know, putting some good tape out there? And then, Craig, whenever he's finished, just when Caden's healthy and right, what does that do for this defense?
Obviously, dealing with all these things was very really draining mentally and physically. And just to get back on the field as much as I can, because I love playing with these guys next to me and for the dudes in the locker room. But again, just to also be in this game, to come back home and get back to my roots and playing the place I'm familiar with means a lot to me as well. So, yeah.
Obviously, he's pretty damn good when he's beat up. He's really good when he's not. I think what's really things that will never be said or known, which I have the utmost admiration and love for these guys like they are my own sons, is what they have gone through physically and what some of these guys have fought through from early in the season, not just mid-season, not just late. You guys will never know some of those things, but it's pretty damn amazing what some of these kids have done. And I say kids, young men have done. And again, I get up every morning fired up that I get to be around these guys, knowing what they're about, knowing what they fight through, knowing what they've gone through. It motivates the heck out of me to be my very best for these guys.
Thank you, Kane. Thank you, Coach. Let's go. Ryan.
Yeah, both from Malcolm and Brandon, you know, we've talked a lot about how you guys were here when Texas didn't go to bowl games, right? And I want to ask you both, what is it like to maybe finish with a three-game bowl winning streak? And just where do both of you think this program is headed into the future with all these coaching changes that are coming?
You know, to be able to go out my freshman year, not make a bowl game, it was disappointing. But, I mean, you learn from it, and you just try not to let that happen again, and we didn't let that happen again. So to go out and win two straight on the verge of, you know, trying to win three straight, you know, it's exciting. That's something that we want to get done. I don't think it's been done here in a long time, I think. But, you know, just trying to go out there and win another game, that's what it really comes down to. Just trying to go out on a high note, you know, with our careers and trying to send these young guys out with a lot of positivity going into the off season, because it's always big, you know, coming off a win at the end of the season. I just see this Texas. I just see this program going up. You know, just had a nice recruiting class come in. You know, a lot of guys who wasn't supposed to play this year got a lot of playing time, especially in the secondary. And you know, losing a guy like Brandon back there, you know, it's a lot of guys that played a lot of downs this year, and I feel like they're gonna have a lot of experience going into the next year, even being sophomores and some juniors coming up. So I just see this program going up even more.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Yeah, I would say just being, not being bowl eligible our freshman year to making a bowl the next 3 years, the biggest importance from that comes with playing in a bowl is the extra practices and how important those are and getting that chance. I know me and Malcolm spent like a month at home just watching the games and stuff, and it having those extra practice really develops. And you just, it kind of builds that overall experience and getting those extra days of practice. I definitely see Texas, obviously we've made a bowl the last 3 years, and it's always, I think, since, you know, this coaching staff has been here, it's been going in the right direction, obviously. And like Malcolm said, it's just exciting just to be able to play another game with these guys. You know, I love them like they're my real brothers, and you know, we're just going to do what we can do.
Thank you. Coach, we're going to break out and do some, if we keep you up front and Caden, you up front, and then the other players come down, and we'll kind of move you around the room. We have